Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so now I say join. See what it say now. Now.
I'm trying to make the bed so I can lay down and go to sleep.
Hit the join now, Esther. It says on the air, and it's right now it says the time that we have left. So I set the show for 1 hour and 30 minutes, but we ain't going to be on no 1 hour and 30 minutes.
It will not let me connect.
It's not leaving it? Okay, y'all, hang up and dial that other number then. I'm going to hang up. I don't know why. I'm going to dial that number that I put in there. Let me tell you that I dial that number.
Okay, wait. Let me see. Say on air.
What else you see?
They said, would you like to create a free account?
No. Or you could just dial that number. Hold on. Okay. Esther. Esther. Hello? Esther. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, okay. Okay, I see your number.
Okay.
Okay, I see that number. Okay. Because I'm working from my phone and like, okay, you dial the number, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see it. Okay, so I know what I do. Because if I do this. Hello? Hello? Okay, that's me and you.
Yeah.
Look, this is complicated.
This 9 o'clock, I be knocked out.
Me too.
I be fighting trying to stay up.
Because you be busy on all them other days.
Yeah, but I go to bed early anyway.
I mean, everybody kind of trying to go to bed. Don't answer the thing on this to me. I'm ready to go to sleep now. I'm going to tell my story. I'll be fighting it. Yesterday I was in bed at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock I was in bed. I like the,
No, but I think it's a lot for you to be paying. Well, we should try to chip in.
Yeah, they do. If they do, they do. If they can, I gotta do what I gotta do. Do what I gotta do. But I'm actually gonna give you my login because if you know they wanna, you know, your mom or whoever wanna, because I don't want it to go to waste. Even you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you all my information. I should give it to you now. I actually screenshotted it so you know, if you're sitting at your desk and you're not busy, you'll be able to. Go on and then I'm actually trying to change the username because that shouldn't have been the username. But you can't want to be and not be consistent with it. That's what I'm trying to be. So. Thank you. this is all my information. It was at exactly blogtalk.com and then sign in, like it say sign in, and I want you to see what I see. And then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Log on where?
You see that information I sent you? Okay, go to blogtalk.com and say sign in, and I'm going to give you my,
It says sign in with your email or password.
Yeah, sign in with my email and password.
Are you calling? You calling on the other thing for us to join?
Don't worry about it. I hung it up.
Okay, what's your email?
Oh, Jazz Cafe 32. Even with good behavior, the
venture won't be coming. Jazz Cafe 60?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Okay.
It's Jazz Cafe 310 at Gmail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
And she got off the work process at 3 a.m. one of the coworkers had broken down the shower, which takes them to the employee's parking lot. But they got out the shovel, saw the boy, said, maybe might be good. And Justin went to her car.
Okay, now I got it.
Are you in?
I had to stop copying and pasting it and just put it in.
Okay, girl, I'm going to change the whole thing. So do you see where it says on air and all that?
I see.
So in the corners of the microphone. So I'm going to studio. So if you go in the studio, you will see my number and your number. Because we're the only two people on here.
So when you go into studio?
Yeah, go in the studio. Like where the microphone at?
Uh-huh.
And you see it's a studio.
So where the microphone at, it says Jazz Cafe 310. So don't say nothing about studio.
At the top, it's a dashboard. Like, you got to click on it.
Oh, okay, okay, at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So I see home. I see live. I see categories. And then the microphone. Oh, so when you
click
the microphone,
click on the microphone,
you go to studio.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now you see our phone numbers?
Uh-huh.
And this is how we control everything. So if I hit the, we're talking on the red button, but if I hit, like, say you hit the I guess how we can mute them is we.
The mute is green. No, the green is the add people, I'm thinking.
Yeah, the add people. Like I could bring you in. The blue is where I can not have them talk. Like not have them talk. And you see how I say the host call in. So if you call in, so that's what I'm doing. I called in on my other phone. You see my PIN number. And it just show you everything. It shows us everything. So
uh-huh.
I got a lot of nice little features. Like say if you want to create your episode, say if you're doing morning prayer, you'll create. So if you go to create, you'll put in whatever you want to put. You got to put your name, the time, the title, everything you want to do, you just put it there if you want to do it that way.
Uh-huh.
So I got a little nice little features that you can utilize.
So are they praying on the other line?
Charlotte, ain't nobody calling. I'm finna go to bed.
Oh, ain't nobody.
We gonna pray.
Okay.
We gonna pray, and we gonna go about our business.
All right.
And try to talk her into coming back.
I'm sitting here drinking my detox tea.
Look, I'm gonna get me. I just bought me some too. I bought some tea and I bought some. It's a 7-day cleanser. I supposed to be up juicing, but I said I can't juice because if I start juicing now, it's gonna mess up my timing with the press. So I just came and laid in the bed. And I ain't going to juice now because I'm going to sleep.
Uh-huh. I know I've been, I ate bad yesterday and I ate bad today. So let me go ahead and detox. So get my little tea and get that out of me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do meatless May.
Oh, you ain't eating no meat in May?
Mm-mm. I've been doing a lot of vegan stuff because I know I really want to grind on gain like 25 pounds. I need to lose these 25 pounds because I feel it in my legs and everything.
Yeah, when I went, that's when my blood pressure, I was like, oh, I got to get this weight off me. I gained 9 pounds since October. But it felt like 20.
That's why I've been gaining weight, because I've been, since October, that's when I started having fun. I'm like, oh, God. And I done gained like 25 pounds since October. No, since September. September, October, November, December. All the way now, 25 pounds. I'm like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Having this fun and hanging out and eating at restaurants. And I don't like
Jesus. Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. I got to stop this. I'm like, this is just coming on. And my friend said, my girl ain't named but 5 pounds. I'm like, now look at this, 25 pounds.
Yeah, I'm trying to get down at least 10 pounds before I go to Jamaica.
And when are you going to Jamaica?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in a wedding, so I gotta get down at least, girl, I'm saying 70 pounds.
Well, my ultimate goal is to get down, almost like 50 pounds. I want to get down 50.
I say the perfect weight for any women is between 180 and 215. That's our weight. That girl's weight.
Well, for me, because I'm shorter, I need to probably be like 130. But I ain't trying to get to no 130, because I don't even know when I was ever to 130. I always been a thick'em.
No, what's your height?
I'm 4'11", so I'm supposed to be like 120.
Oh, no, you got to get the 140, 150.
I want to be like
160.
No,
you see, okay. If you get to 140, you got room to grow.
Yeah.
140. Yeah. Well, that's y'all perfect way. I'll talk about it. Like, I'm 5'5", so I think my perfect is 215, but I want to go to 180 to 215 because I got room to go. Now 215 is too big.
I say in between 150 and 170.
Yeah, see, like that. That's perfect for you because you're real short. You're a magic girl.
Yeah. But I'm proportioned, so it don't look, you know.
And plus, you don't even look like you. Let me see if you be wearing heels or something, because you don't look like you know 4'11".
Yeah, I am. My auntie always used to be like, girl, you know you was going to be a magic.
And but you carry your weight so well. But you definitely got to be trying for your weight, because you real small. When you get older, you know, our body tell us stuff. And my body telling me I need to undig my bed.
So girl, I need to undig my bed. This pooper, these thighs, all of it.
That's what I say. The whole thing. My man says, look, give me my stomach. I can donate the booty. In the thighs, but my stomach got to go.
Yep. So I put that on my prayer list too, child.
Well, honey, we both praying about that, cause honey, we definitely don't. Oh, Jesus, we thank you right now to remove the weight. Forget that. And I thighs that we need to be. Cause in all honesty.
Remember, always keep your phone in the back. Never leave in a car. If you're injured in a car, call
1-800. I'm talking about that. You can use it anytime. Like I said, I'm still learning it myself.
Well, I'm gonna get something towards it. So that is, you know, that's a lot.
for you to carry.
Because God do the increase. I don't worry about nothing. But I just want it to be utilized. If I'm paying my money, I want it. I just want it to be utilized.
Go ahead and pray.
You can lead us in prayer, end us in prayer, and I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready to put on my gospel and go to sleep.
All right, so I'll pray.
I was full
to keep eating because it tastes good. Oh, that's my problem, Lord, help me.
I take the taste away. My cycle was coming on, girl, and I had said, I'm craving me a pancake. Just one pancake, that's all I wanted. Girl, and I was with my man, and he's talking about, well, make me one, too. So I made him two. And I put syrup on mine, and it was all right. Then he told me to put honey on his. So here I am. I done cut his pancake up, and I done tasted with the honey. I say, ooh, Jesus, this flavor is busting in my mouth. I don't even want no pancake. So later that evening, I said, well, I'm going to make me another pancake. Girl, I done put me some honey on that pancake. No good will. I ain't supposed to eat no two pancakes. I only wanted one.
What kind of honey he do?
I don't even know. I got to take a picture of it.
That sounds good, though. I ain't never had pancake with honey on it.
Girl, that thing was so good. Like,
I had a little butter on it. Ooh, I love to eat.
Look with the crispy edges.
Yes.
I had to eat another one. I say, ooh, and you know I'm so old fashioned. I fried it in the skillet, but you know.
Yes.
As soon as it come out, you got to put the butter right on it.
Ooh, it'd be so good. So hot and good.
And then the honey is sticking in the syrup. So, ooh, the honey is sticking in the syrup. So I'm like, ooh, Jesus.
I'm telling you, Lord, help us. Ooh, let me pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, oh dear God. And we understand that nothing is coincidental. We thank you, Lord God, for the relationship you have given us, oh dear God. We thank you that we are in relationship with you, our Father, which art in heaven. We thank you, oh dear God, that we live a life of nothing missing and nothing broken. That, Lord, according to your word, you say you give seed to the sower. And so, God, as we sow, we don't sow sparingly, Lord Jesus. We sow in abundance, because we know that everything that goes on in our life, everything that passes through our hands, oh dear God, you are aware of. And Lord, you will not, as my granny would say, you will not let us outdo you. You cannot give more than you. Lord, you give us the integrity. You give us the power. You give us the maintain to just give. And Lord, when you give it back to us according to your word, you say you'll have to push all down, shaking together, running over. We can't beat you. We can't beat you, giver. And so, God, thank you. Thank you in advance that that will be one of our gifts. That will be one of our anointings that we have the gift to give. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for honoring the work that we're doing, oh, dear God. You know the desires of our heart, God. We say thank you. We thank you for our husbands, Lord. We're calling them in, oh, dear God. That they will rise up and be mighty men of God, Lord God, that they will show us why Joe, Blow, and Terry did not work. That you had them set aside just for us to love us from the crowns of our head to the very soles of our feet. Lord God, to walk beside us as we walk in your leadership, following you, oh dear God, as we pray together, as we pray over our homes, our businesses, our cars, our children, our grandchildren. Lord, we say thank you, because nothing that we go through, you are unaware of. We thank you for this. These women are violent, oh dear God. We thank you for Jazz that has started this group, oh dear God. Lord, for giving her the desires of her heart, Lord Jesus. And as this group continues to grow, and as we move from county to county, and then state to state, Lord God, women of valor, stand up. We say thank you for going to conferences. We thank you for booking out conferences, women of valor. We thank you for the books that's going to be written, women of valor. We thank you, oh dear God, that you are stirring up the flames within her, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she will be so uncomfortable when it comes to confusion, oh dear God, that she used to welcome. She'll be so uncomfortable now, Lord God, as she increases her territory. We pray for her business, oh dear God, that it shall flourish, Lord God, that she would never have to negotiate her worth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for customers coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh dear God, to bless her. We thank you for customers that's paying on time. We thank you for customers that's leaving more than enough. We thank you for the customers that, even though the price is this, they still ticking. We thank you, oh dear God. You said that everything attached to us is blessed. And so, God, we bless your name. We bless your name tonight. And we give you honor. We speak over our bodies, oh dear God. You know our desires, Lord Jesus. You know that we ain't hitting no BBL. We want you to do it, Lord. We want you to fix it. Lord, bridle our lips when we keep putting things in there. We know we ain't got no business, but we love to eat. But God, we know that we can eat and eat smaller portions. And we understand, God, that you have a sense of humor. And maybe when you see us eating, you probably say, look at my baby. Look at them eating the best of the best. And so, God, we say thank you. We decree and declare that this weight will disintegrate from our body, oh dear God, that we'll walk past the mirror and have to take a double take. A double take. Because we say, oh, is that you? Look what God has made. Look what God has made. Wonderfully and uniquely, we walk with our head held high because we are women of valor. We are women of valor. We are flamingos. We stand out amongst the clouds. We give you honor. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty miracle, what the name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I receive all that. Amen, 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 amen. And lastly but not least, God, we know that you are perfecting those things that's inside of us. And if we should travel, we're going to get our daughter. God, you bring her there, take her there safe, and you bring her back, God. And I ask that you shield her and cover her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet and her daughter. And everything that she touched is blessed, your soul. Your soul. And God, we don't forget what it's time for missing church. Because she knows she set the atmosphere for the whole month. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We bless you. God, we love you. We declare and decree that it's your will and it will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And God, give me that money for the BBW. Keisha, I'm going to have to get that BBW.
BBL. For the BBW.
But I got to get it. Lord, we declare and decree in our house ownership, ownership, ownership.
Yes, yes.
And so,
amen.
You know, ownership of everything. We declare and decree ownership.
Amen. Amen.
I love you. I'm going to go to bed, and I'm actually got to log off this thing here.
I love you, too.
All right. Safe travels, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.